This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black, and we're looking now at the events of these last hours and days, the election of 2024. A new administration in 73 days. Space policy, what does it look like? Bob, a very good evening to you. You have an essay up addressing the future. I recall the immediate past, an event that you at the time flagged as significant, and I've contemplated it ever since. This is three private companies, SpaceX, ULA, and Blue Origin. The Space Force, or the government, has given out contracts for launches, but all eight went to SpaceX. Not one went to ULA or Blue Origin, despite the fact that they're building boosters that Space Force says that it very much counts on. Blue Origin is building New Glenn, and ULA is building Vulcan. What does that tell us about the future of commercial space within the eyes of the U.S. government? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The key here is what will happen to the entire American space effort, both at NASA and in the commercial sector. You mentioned the commercial sector. I'd like to start first with NASA and the government sector, and we'll get back to the private sector and how it's going to be affected. But Trump is going to change things. There's no doubt about this, and it's reflective from history, what he did in his first administration, and based on what has happened since. During his first administration, people remember, he suddenly announced we're going to put people back on the moon, return to the moon by 2024 before his administration would end. And I said at the time, that's ridiculous, it'll never happen. And it didn't happen, and it's no surprise it didn't happen, because the vehicles and the technology that Trump was depending on was NASA's Artemis program, centrally dependent upon the SLS rocket and the Orion capsule, as well as the later proposed Lunar Gateway space station. And all of that was a very clunky, cumbersome, very expensive, over budget, and well behind time for a set of technologies that couldn't be put together and finished on time to get what Trump wanted. So one of the things he did in his administration is he eliminated Lunar Gateway for the first lunar landing, because it would take too long to get Lunar Gateway up and it wouldn't happen by 24. So they said, okay, we'll just, SLS will launch, send an Orion capsule to lunar orbit, Starship will launch, get refueled, and it will then dock with Orion in lunar orbit and then take the astronauts back and forth, and then it'll come back up and dock with Orion so the astronauts can come back to Earth in Orion. Of course, that's a really clunky, silly way of doing things, and very complicated, and once again, depending upon SLS and Orion is questionable. Hasn't happened. It won't happen. I've been predicting right now this is not going to happen until 30. So Trump is going to come along now, and he's got direct communications with Elon Musk, who could at least tell him what the realities are. And then Trump, I think, is going to be faced with the problems of the entire Artemis program related to NASA, SLS, and Orion, Lunar Gateway. And I think what's going to happen with this program is it's going to be completely restructured. Very likely, SLS and Orion will be eliminated completely because you don't need them. They're very expensive. $4 billion a launch for SLS. Starship, I expect to become operational relatively quick. We'll get to that. But Starship can do everything and more that SLS can do for less than $50 million a launch. So you could do, I don't know, four times eight, 80 launches for the same amount of money with Starship. So you can get more done, you can fly dozens of missions, you can do it less, and you'll have more capability, because Starship has more capabilities than SLS. So I expect the entire program to be changed drastically. I think there's a very good chance SLS and Orion will be dumped. Whether the Lunar Gateway will get dumped is a little unclear. It has its own uses, and so building a station in lunar orbit has value, but it should definitely be separated from any lunar-based project. You shouldn't be required to go to the Lunar Gateway to go to the moon, and Starship probably eliminates that requirement. So then you just basically have two different projects, a space station around the moon and a lunar base.
Bob, at just a moment, I want to make clear that the audience understands, in the original ambition of the first Trump administration, Starship and Super Heavy did not exist at that point. They were planned,
that's correct,
but they didn't exist. So what we, and Starliner didn't exist from Boeing. And the boosters I mentioned at first didn't exist. All of this has happened in the last 4 years. So we have.
That's right. And you're absolutely correct, John. And the key to this is that during the first Trump administration, they were living on the fantasy of what NASA was offering them with other possibilities lurking in the background. Now those other possibilities are not in the background anymore, and they're obvious, and they make it very clear that SLS and Orion make no sense. And so that's one of the reasons I think Trump, that we should really expect a major restructuring of the Artemis program with significant changes. That's the main thing I expect. I will expect that if this, now let's talk about the commercial aspect of this. One of the things that slowed up Starship and Super Heavy, which NASA needs to land on the moon, is that the FAA and the federal government under Biden has been stymieing that program heavily. It's been squelching. It's been slowing it down. From the beginning, 3 years ago, SpaceX wanted to do launches practically every 2 months at a minimum to do tests. They had lots of prototypes in storage ready to go, and they wanted to do lots of test flights to really work out the kinks of the system. And they've been prevented from doing that. They've been able to do 2-3 flights a year in the last 2 years, and they've done only 5 flights up to now at this point. And so I expect under Trump you're going to see a major loosening of that, and so SpaceX will be able to fly every month or two. We've already announced they're going to do the next flight in just a couple of weeks of Starship Super Heavy. And so I expect this to become operational relatively quick, and that's going to encourage the elimination of SLS and Orion. I think very much so.
Another detail, Bob, here.
Sure.
SpaceX has developed its boosters very quickly and efficiently. It runs perfectly. We see that. ULA and Blue Origin have had the same amount of time and the same engineering ambition, and yet have not been successful. So the question comes in, is SpaceX extraordinary, or are the other two private companies in some fashion not adequate, and so we need more competition? How do you
We need more competition. We need more deregulation. One of the things that also happened during the Biden administration is the FAA imposed its new streamlined regulations called Part 450. And going back to the first Trump administration, we have to remember that Trump imposed a complete moratorium of any new federal regulations. So the FAA during his administration was working under the old regulations, so-called not streamlined, and yet SpaceX could launch Starship tests almost monthly. When Part 450 was imposed at the beginning of the Biden administration, all new development kind of screeched to a halt. It takes months to get anything approved. The newer companies have died, basically, because they can't get any launches off, which drives up investment capital. I expect Part 54 to go away. So what will happen then is not only will SpaceX be able to move faster, but a lot of those newer companies that have kind of died will come back to life because they will be able to start flying more frequently, and that will encourage investment capital. And when it comes to Blue Origin and ULA, Blue Origin has problems that I think are unrelated to the federal government. And I think those problems started to evaporate last year when Jeff Bezos fired or had his CEO for the last 5 years go away. And when that guy left, suddenly the company started to accomplish things. And so I think they will start flying, and they will be flying New Glenn, which is reusable. And so they will possibly be able to start competing with SpaceX, and it'll be helped by the lack of regulation, because New Glenn is going to face the same. If they don't change the regulations, New Glenn, as a new rocket doing a reusable landing, is going to face some of the same regulatory burdens and will be slowed down by this regulation. And I think the Trump administration is going to loosen that up significantly. I think that one of the best things that Trump could do almost immediately is to, with a stroke of his pen, cancel Part 450 and go back to the regulatory framework that existed in 2020.
What about ULA? What status?
ULA is a more complicated problem. They have a rocket. It's effective. They've got contracts, so they're going to be flying. There's no question they're going to be flying. They will not be financially as competitive, but you know what? The military especially wants them, and Amazon's Kuiper constellation wants to use them. So they have contracts. They will be a continuing company. How long that will last depends on when these contracts run out and whether or not the company does what it always promised, which is to make Vulcan somewhat reusable down the road. as they fly. And so that's we'll have to wait and see how that goes. Without question, though, we should see a major deregulation and loosening of these burdensome rules under the Trump administration. And that's going to free up a lot of things. For example, if Starship begins to fly regularly and becomes operational potentially by the end of next year, and that's very possible based on the pace of the development, Musk has already said he intends to fly one or more Starships to Mars on the very first launch window available in 26, and then follow with more Starships every launch window follows.
Let's go to Mars, Bob. Bob Zimmerman, we're doing space policy speculation on the basis of what you'd have to say is hardware and software that did not exist the last time President Trump was in office, identifying the ambition to reach the moon. All of that new technology, some of it works, some of it not yet working, some of it ambitious, is part of the conversation about going to the moon and going to Mars. And when we come back, where are we in the original idea of the Trump administration landing a, again, manned moon mission? This is CBS Eye on the World with Bob Zimmerman. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.